From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Newly inaugurated South Korean President Moon Jae-in said he's prepared to visit North Korea if necessary to try to ease tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile program.
안보 위기도 서둘러 해결하겠습니다.
Mr. Moon said he would resolve the issue of national security as quickly as possible. He said he'll travel to Washington, Beijing, and Tokyo, even Pyongyang, if the conditions are right, to firmly establish peace on the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Moon was sworn in Wednesday, a day after a landslide victory that saw him take the lion's share of the youth vote. Turnout exceeded 80%. Law student Joe Koo is studying in Los Angeles.
I think change is good overall. There's been so many problems with Korean presidents. Since the very first one. So hopefully this change will be something different, something new, like everyone's hoping.
Mr. Moon vowed to further strengthen the alliance with the U.S., but held out the possibility of renegotiating deployment of the U.S. anti-missile system called THAAD. Bruce Bennett is an analyst with the RAND Corporation.
During the campaign, he was clearly speaking to his supporters in saying that that needed to be reevaluated. I'm sure he will do a reevaluation, but it's not clear that he will conclude that THAAD shouldn't be deployed.
Mr. Moon replaces his ousted predecessor, Park Geun-hye, detained and on trial over a corruption scandal. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila named a new transitional government Tuesday, despite opposition criticism that he was violating a previous agreement. Mr. Kabila agreed in December to stay on beyond a two-term limit, provided new elections were held this year. But talks broke down in March. The approximately 60 ministers and vice ministers named on Tuesday are holdovers, mostly from his previous government. This is VOA News.